paint it just like me. Go back to the house maybe two or three times. My head wasn't attached, I'd lose my mind. Paint it just like me. Paint it just like me. Marching to the beat of my own drum. Do whatever it takes to get it done. Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? I already forgot your name. You're gonna have to tell me again and again. Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? Can't believe what just came out of my mouth. My heart is true north, but my head has gone south. Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? Push a little farther than I've done before. Got a full plate, but I'm asking for more. Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? I didn't hear a single word you said. You're gonna have to shout over the ringing in my head. Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? Think by now I'd learn to keep it in my pants instead of blowing it all on a one-night stand. Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? Go on out and do what I said I would. Didn't matter if anyone thought I could. Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? Yelling and screaming, kicking at myself. Gotta learn to leave the fears and doubts and worries on the shelf. Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? All my friends love me to the moon and back. Can't ask for wealth any greater than that. Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? Ain't it just like me? Ain't that just like me?
All right, welcome to Express Yourself.
Thank you very much.
So honored to be joined by Brad Mansovitz, who is a local video producer and musician known to many as Bradman.
Correct. As the Fonz would say, correctamundo.
And so how was your season of touring around the valley as Bradman?
Well, Bradman's had a very good winter season here this year. You know, I never really know how it's going to go. But this winter has been great, and it has flown by. Mm-hmm. And I've been really content with how much I've been playing out around the valley. A gig at Home Team Barbecue and Smoke Barbecue. I'm on the Roaring Fork Valley Barbecue tour circuit. Also played with John Carlin up in Snowmass Village Mall first Thursday of the last few months and the next coming couple months. Played pretty regularly at the Black Nugget this winter, so it's been great. It's been just enough. I've really enjoyed it. I've had a great time, and I'm gonna say have had, you know, because it's almost over. I'm taking off March 7th to go work at South by Southwest. As a production person there for about 2 weeks. And when I come back, it's going to be April, and this, you know, season's going to be almost over. So it's really flown by, and it's been great.
Have you worked South by Southwest before?
I have. This is my second year in this particular role as a engineer in charge and VTR operator. VTR is kind of an old term for videotape recorder. Of course, we don't use a videotape anymore. But I am the guy that puts together the system in this one particular venue, and then monitor the recordings, make sure that the video quality is good and the audio quality is good. And this will be my second year back with South by Southwest. And I couldn't be more happy and excited about that. I grew up in Austin. I still have friends that live in Austin, and I'm excited to see them. I'm excited to see Austin again. And, you know, South by Southwest is a pretty cool thing to be a part of, and there's a lot going on musically and otherwise. So it's a win-win.
How does those experience, how do they inform your own music and your own ideas?
Wow, that's interesting. You know, I'm not sure that they really do. I mean, I write my music a couple different ways. One is if I've got a story to tell, either something that happened to me or a story that I've become aware of. The other thing is maybe it's a concept song, like the last one, Ain't It Just Like Me. I started to write down just these little, you know, couplets, I guess, phrases, lines of, you know, things that I know myself to be famous for, like forgetting something in the house, I have to go back, and then I got what I need, I go back to the car, I'm driving down the driveway, oh crap, I forgot this other thing, back up, go back to the house, get the thing, you know, like that's a classic Brad move, you know, and when I started writing, so that concept of like, what are the classic Brad moves, that's really uncover, let's get to know myself, you know, and so when I started writing that song, the first like three or four couplets were all sort of like famous Brad moves that aren't really my best qualities, you know? And I realized I'm kind of writing this song and beating myself up as I go. And I'm like, well, hey, Brad, you know, why don't you throw a couple lines in there about how great you are? You know, how about acknowledging some of the stuff that you're good at and that you're proud of? And so I did all right. I feel like it's a pretty good balance between stuff that I'd rather you not know about me and things that I think I'm actually, you know, are good qualities to have. So sometimes it's a story. Sometimes it's like a theme or a concept like that last song was.
That seems like the kind of song that could continue to evolve endlessly, too, as you continue to get to know yourself better.
Right, right. And then there's, you know, a little bit of there's some bravery involved there, like just exactly how much am I going to share with you? How much am I going to let you know about me, you know, yeah.
And so speaking of other things about you, you do work with Grassroots TV.
Yes. Anyone who knows me well knows that I worked for Grassroots Television for 10 years. It was a great job. I loved it, and I'm still involved with them in a peripheral sort of way. I still shoot for them every once in a while. Those 10 years at Grassroots TV were incredibly critical to the work I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be where I am right now without Grassroots. That is for sure. And you know, they're kind of the television equivalent of KD&K, I feel like. Right. You know, they have their doors open to the community for people who want to say what's on their mind. And about 6 years ago or so, I resigned from Grassroots Television and went on to be freelancing. So I'm, as you said, producing video for a couple of major festivals over the U.S. Mm-hmm. and, you know, working in a variety of capacities, camera operating, directing at venues like Red Rocks and Hardly Strictly Bluegrass and Del Fest out in Cumberland, Maryland. But what I've been collaborating with Grassroots Television for the last couple years now, last few years, is a project that involves Steve's guitars. And you know, Grassroots has gone through a couple of great equipment renaissance periods, you know, where the executive director, John Masters, there has been doing an incredible job of keeping that that place going and keeping current with the technology, which changes very, very rapidly. As a result, Grassroots TV had some very old gear hanging around the studio. And I mean, like, it was great in its day, but you know, cameras don't become valuable antiques. They become paperweights. You know, they become landfill. And so this stuff I just noticed was, you know, there's a camera there, there's a tripod there, there's an old switcher there, and this stuff's just collecting dust. No one's using it. So I wrestled it away from Grassroots TV and installed a system at Steve's Guitars. Steve and I have become friends over the years, and he let me know that it was his dream to eventually record and even webcast and stream live shows from Steve's Guitars. And I said, well, you know, I happen to know where some gear's hanging around. Mm-hmm. Put together a multi-camera system and started recording shows, just very, very, like, I mean, not very high production quality values, let's just say, you know. But we recorded these shows. We were giving DVDs to the bands after they came off stage, and Steve had an archive. And then we started giving some of these shows to Grassroots TV to air. And there was one in particular, a recording of Mandolin Orange, which is a great band, not a particularly great recording of them, but an excellent band. And it got like tens of thousands of hits. And that really raised everyone's eyebrows. Like, mm-hmm. no one really expected that. And as a result, Grassroots has put together a season one and season two of Live on Location at Steve's Guitars. It's available online at YouTube. Grassroots TV has a YouTube channel. And it's a playlist. You can watch all these shows from Steve's Guitars. Well, this has caught the attention of a couple of folks, including First Bank here in Carbondale, who have committed $6,000 to the project, which means upgrading the equipment, mm-hmm. which is super exciting because, as I said, you know, we've been using this really old stuff, which was great. I mean, top of the line 10, 15, 20 years ago, but now it's got burned out pixels and it's not high def. And so it's exciting that what just kind of started off as like a, yeah, I can use that little piece of crap gear. And now it's actually starting to gain some traction. Mm-hmm. Steve just announced a fundraising campaign because although it's been very generous, a First Bank to donate this money, and Grassroots TV has come forward also with equipment and expertise of its own, we're really only about halfway there. And so Steve just announced a fundraising campaign to raise more money so that we can upgrade the equipment, we can archive these shows, and we can stream them live.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be able to watch shows if you're at home or if you're, you know, not in Carbondale. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to rewatch them if you love the show or if you missed it. Hello, Leyline. Mm-hmm. I heard they were fantastic at Steve's Guitars. I was not able to come to the show. So I'd be able to go online and watch a high-quality video and audio recording of Leyline or any show that happens at Steve's Guitars. You know, and then we're able to give a high-quality copy to the artists right after they finish playing, which is really, it's gold for people like that who are playing at Steve's, you know, to have something that they can show the people, you know, their fans or potential new venues that may want to hire them. So it's an exciting time for streaming Steve's. And like Steve said in one of his recent emails, it takes a valley. Mm-hmm. And it does. And we're hoping that members of the community will come forward and commit funds and donate so that we can take this the rest of the way to the finish line.
Given the high caliber of talent that Steve's Guitars attracts, I imagine it really catching on far outside of the Roaring Fork Valley for people to be tuning in and catching some of the shows he's bringing in, which I think will probably attract even more talent.
Yeah. Well, it's a great room. You know, I've seen bands there turn the place into a dance party, mm-hmm. and that's cool. You know, it's great to see people, you know, getting off on music, but it's also one of the very few listening rooms in the area. Mm-hmm. And when you have a gig at Steve's Guitars, people are going to sit down, they're going to listen to you and pay attention to you. And I find that to be a rare circumstance. Mm-hmm. And it's super cool. And of course, the place itself is incredibly photogenic. Mm-hmm. It's just super cool and funky, and there's things to look at and see everywhere you go. And there's some amazing guitars in there, mm-hmm. which, by the way, Steve does not sell.
Right. They're Steve's guitars.
However, part of this fundraising campaign, we've actually set a date for a fundraiser. It's first Friday in April. Mm-hmm. So that'll be April 3rd. We're going to kick it off with a DJ dance party that people can come to. And then Steve is also going to do some sort of garage sale, silent auction, something or other that is going to involve him letting go of a few show posters, mm-hmm. maybe a guitar or two, any number of Steve's Guitars artifacts.
Wow.
So that'll be going on the entire weekend. Friday, April 3rd is going to kick it off, and then Steve will continue that effort Saturday and Sunday, is my understanding. So stay tuned for details on that as it evolves.
Mm-hmm. Well, great.
Yeah.
Thanks for filling us in.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. It's, you know, sometimes, Raleigh, we just do things without knowing what they're good for or where they're going to wind up or why we're doing them. It just feels like the right thing to do. And that's been my mindset with this Steve's Guitars project since the very beginning. And I love being a part of this community and being a part of Steve's Guitars. It is a huge honor for me. I can't say it any more sincerely than that. I just feel so grateful to be involved with this thing. It's just great. It's awesome.
Do you envision maybe a roaming camera and some creative angles of people outside or the mingling in the space?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're going for some remote pan tilt zoom cameras. As you know, it's a very small space.
Mm-hmm.
So these cameras are going to be mounted on the walls, and we'll be controlling them from upstairs, actually. And so we'll be out of the way, and the cameras will be out of the way. We're shooting for a four-camera system, three remote pan-tilt zoom cameras that be controlled, you know, independently of one another, and the wide shot and the detail shot of the keyboards and the guitar player's fingers and the singer's face and all that. And then we have, like, another little, like, Marshall, like, small spy cam that you can get, like, really close-up details of, like, fingers on keyboards or
wow.
stand-up, you know, upright bass or something like that.
And for anyone who's been to a show recently, they may have noticed Ralph Pitt, sound man extraordinaire,
oh, yeah.
hanging out upstairs.
Yeah,
Ralph's give a
involved,
signal.
You know, like, oh my gosh, like this thing's just gathering more and more talent as it
right.
rolls along. You know, that he's a super cool addition
mm-hmm.
and a great cat in the Roaring Fork Valley. A lot of musicians are familiar with him, and you'll see him at just about every live production in the Valley. He's a hardworking man, and he's
right.
involved, you know, so.
Well, what an exciting project to come out
yeah.
of Steve's Guitars.
Super cool. Super cool.
The next time there's a sold-out show, people can race home or get one of these bars to turn it on and
mm-hmm.
and be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a neat thing. And, you know, nothing's going to ever replace the experience of seeing a show at Steve's Guitars.
Right.
But again, just being able to rewatch a show that you really loved or see a show that you missed or see a show that you want to see, but, I don't know, you got to do the laundry, you got to put the kids to sleep, you can't go out, car's broken, dog is sick, you're in another country, whatever it is. Like, you'll be able to click in mm-hmm. and be there
wow.
virtually.
Well, while we've got you here physically, Bradman, and you have a few new songs. Would you like to share another one?
Yeah, I would. I actually, it's odd. The last one I did and these next two, I wrote these songs all at the same time, which I have never done before. I wrote three songs simultaneously. I would work on one, and then I'd move on to the next song, you know. And so, yeah, I'd do this one here for you. It's a love song. I can't bear to clean your hair out of the bathroom drain. And though you're gone and I'm missing you, I don't feel the pain. 'Cause I know you're out there and your love is true. Everything reminds me of you. How can I forget you? Traces are everywhere. I found a piece of popcorn under the couch, a pony maker for your hair, your bag of coffee in my freezer, and all the other shit that I never use. Everything reminds me of you. Earplug on the pillow where you would rest your head. Waking up alone to find a piece of floss in the bed, a vacant drawer in my dresser, the empty hangers that you used to use. Everything reminds me of you. How can I forget you? Traces are everywhere. I found a piece of popcorn under the couch, a pony maker for your hair, your wilted bag of lettuce in my fridge, and all the other shit that I never choose. Everything reminds me of you. The love you left in my heart is enough to see me through. It's bigger than any distance between me and you. To hear your voice and see your face, it's all I want to do. Everything reminds me of you. Oh, everything reminds me of you.
You're tuned to Express Yourself, and that song was performed and written by Brad Mansevitz, also known as Bradman, and we have him in the studio with us now. Brad, does that song go out to anybody in particular?
Yes, it does.
We'll leave it there.
Oh, I'm really glad to be here, Raleigh. I appreciate you inviting me on here. I got my brand new, fresh out of the dryer, KDNK t-shirt on, which I got when I renewed my membership. And you know, programs like this and a place like this for musicians like me to come to and do this sort of thing is absolute gold and irreplaceable. And I'm so grateful, so glad that KDNK is here and doing this. And thanks for the invitation to be here and play these songs, share these songs with you and the community.
We're so grateful to have you here and in the community doing everything that you do, and to be able to call you up and have you drop by and share your newest songs.
Fresh. Love it.
You mentioned so fresh, you're still learning them.
Yes. Yes, that's very true.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah, when I write a tune, I find that I have to spend some time really getting to know it and learning it and committing it to memory. Mm-hmm. I'm not a very skilled player technically. But one thing that I can bring to the table is I know a lot of songs. Mm-hmm. I've got that very well-developed muscle in my mind that can just learn a song and then play it with, you know, typically without any sheet music or prompts or anything like that.
So. That last song, to me, really evoked the power that music has to help us process some things,
oh,
some emotions,
yeah,
some feelings, and
yeah,
come to terms, like the way the song comes around. And, you know, the distance triumphed by the love, despite mm-hmm. it being distant.
Yeah,
very relatable. And I think that it's really neat to be able to share those things, you know, the way that the lyrics of a song spoken from one person can really speak to the heart of another.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, because it's not the first time I've heard that. You know, it may have a particular meaning for me. Someone else who hears a song may have an entirely different meaning that resonates with them, you know. That is interesting how music is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that you have one more song for us, and we do have time. So
cool.
If you like, we could go out on that one, unless
yeah.
there's anything else you'd like to add before we
Well,
wrap
I
up.
Want to mention some of the work I've been doing with the Chris Klug Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a motorcycle trip several years ago and thought, you know, I'm in front of an audience a few times a month. I could probably put that to use, you know. And Chris Klug Foundation, Chris has been a friend and supporter for many, many years. And it occurred to me that I could help get the word out about the Chris Klug Foundation and organ donation. Chris Klug, of course, is an organ donor recipient himself. He started this foundation to try and get the word out to more people about organ donation awareness. There's a lot of folks out there whose lives could be saved or dramatically improved if they received an organ from a donor. And it's a really important thing to do. It's a really good thing to do. I've done it. I'm an organ donor. I've registered, especially out here in Colorado, where the kind of people that we are typically the kind that tend to push the envelope, you know, ice climbing, skiing, snowboarding, backcountry, river rafting, you know, motorcycling, all these things. And, you know, sometimes, as we all know, like, the day does not finish the way that we thought that it would. And just because it may be over for one of us does not mean it has to be over for the 8 other people whose lives can be saved or improved if you commit to being an organ donor. So at my shows locally, I have, you know, little stickers and information brochures about becoming an organ donor, and I try to mention it every show. And I'm mentioning it now. People, sign your donor card. Go online, register, do it. Do it now. Do it often. It's a little counterintuitive to be asking people to become donors when you're playing to a bar full of people who are drinking. Mm-hmm. But we're not doing that right now. So please, people, sign your donor cards. Go online. I think it's donatelifecolorado.org is one place that you can go and you can sign up. And register online to do that. And you can get, of course, you can get a lot more information at chriskluegfoundation.org as well. So I encourage everyone to do that, please.
Thank you for sharing that message, Brad.
My pleasure.
Is there a place where people can find your work or your tour schedule?
Yeah, sort of. Of course, I always send my press releases to KDNK.
The community calendar.
That's right. I wouldn't do a show without sending it out to that porthole, if you will. But I have a Reverb Nation page. I think it's reverbnation.com/my name, Brad Mansevitz. In fact, I have been ranked the number one Americana artist in Aspen off and on for several years, according to Reverb Nation. These are just the facts, folks. Can't make this up. So reverbnation.com, you can find videos there, and sometimes I'm actually not lazy enough. I will go online and post like what shows are coming up. I also have a Facebook page, Bradman Music. You can check that out. I'm usually posting videos there or letting people know, like, hey, I'm going to be playing at Carbondale tonight. Come on out and check it out. So,
and for people who catch you live during those shows, you incorporate loop pedals and many different instruments.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough that I've got a couple different ways to make music. Like I said, I'm doing this duo thing with John Carlin, who's a longtime Roaring Fork Valley musician. Sometimes play with a band called Spore Favor, which John is also in. Tommy Sherlock, Guy Wells, Ryan Groh, Mark Skulko on keyboards. So that's really fun. Sometimes I get together with John and Aaron Gallagher and Rob DeSaro, and then we become Jomoga Bra. And we do a really fun acoustic thing that we've really been focusing on vocal harmonies in that. And then my solo thing has been with a very simple loop pedal where I play acoustic guitar and bass and mandolin and percussion and sing. So that's a lot of different ways. It keeps it very interesting and fun for me. And again, just a huge honor to be part of a very long and proud tradition of live music in the Roaring Fork Valley. I'm just one small bit of a huge pool of talent around here, as you and all your listeners, I'm sure, know. So it gives me great pleasure to be a participant in that way.
Well, thank you for everything that you're doing, Brad Mansevitz.
Thank you, Raleigh. Thank you, and thank you, Katie and Kay. This one is from my unrecorded album, Songs of a Midlife Recovery. I found this first paragraph in my songbook. And like, oh, yeah, huh. It was like started like 6 years ago or something like that. And so I decided, well, I can pick this up and finish this. Let's see all about it. I left home about a month ago, bound for where I still don't know. Couldn't stay, I had to go, so I hit the road. And now I'm out on the Atlantic shore, ocean howling out the RV door. I couldn't have asked for any more, but I asked anyway. Run and tumble, glide and stumble, even if it's perfect, gotta shake it up now and then. Run and tumble, I hear my wanderlust rumble, scrape, replace, and start all over again. Well, time ticks on and that's no lie, no one gets out of here alive. Watch ourselves grow old and die, new seeds grow from what's rotten. One truth you can surely trust, there is no future for any of us. We're already cosmic dust, insignificant and forgotten. Run and tumble, glide and stumble, even if it's perfect, gotta shake it up now and then. Run and tumble, well, I hear my wanderlust rumble, scrape, replace, and start all over again. Careful what we wish for, friends, we're bound to get it in the end. Can't see what's coming around the bend. Will we still want it when we get there? With so much love and gratitude, abundance like I never knew. And I hope the same is true for you. My cup runneth over. Run and tumble, glide and stumble, even if it's perfect, gotta shake it up now and then. Run and tumble, well, I hear my wanderlust rumble, scrape, replace, and start all over again. Yeah, scrape, replace, and start all over again. Again.